Right now, it is time for your community Here to Serve. We talk about essential products, services, care, and compassion. Today on Here to Serve, we're joined by Matt Krueger, Marketing and Communication Specialist with SASE, to learn about how they're stepping up during this crisis to let Western New Yorkers know they're here to serve. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm well this morning, Janet. How are you?
Really good, thanks. So SASE is really important in our community. Your mission's to transform lives through opportunities. Can you tell me a little bit more about the program SASE provides?
Of course. We are a nonprofit organization that serves people with developmental and intellectual disabilities. We do that through day program services, residences, and community pre-folk programs. So we're actually putting these people out in the community to help them work. We have residences where we send our nurses and our direct support professionals to go take care of them, and we keep them entertained and active and educated through our day programs.
You're hiring right now, which is great news. Tell me about who you're looking for.
We need direct support professionals, and those are the people who work directly with our individuals. And it's everything from when we're not under quarantine, taking them on trips, but also helping them go to the bathroom and get their medications and their food, and sometimes getting them dressed so it's they can go through their daily routines. We do a lot of arts and crafts and things with them in our residences right now.
What kind of experience would somebody need to apply for a job like that at SASE?
Actually, all you need is a driver's license and a high school diploma. That's it.
Okay.
We have paid training that we offer to all of our employees, so you don't need any experience. We will provide it to you.
And SASE has some benefits also, don't you?
Yeah, we have great benefits, including health insurance, dental, vision, and 401k.
Nice. That sounds good. How are you guys able to continue your work during the COVID crisis?
Well, it's been a bit of a struggle, as it is with everybody. We have to follow stringent CDC guidelines in all of our houses, but that means wearing masks and gloves and using a lot of hand sanitizer and washing hands, not allowing any visitors in. But we are doing a great job. The people who work in our residences, we call them superheroes because mm-hmm. of the amazing job they have to do day in and day out. But they are managing, and they're doing a great job right now.
And SASE, being Suburban Adult Services, Inc., and helping people with the developmental disabilities and emotional disabilities, this kind of pandemic, this crisis, can be very unsettling. So having people in their lives to provide calm, I would imagine, is a big deal.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. One of the things that we need our DSPs to do is to keep everybody calm and engaged and informed, because a lot of times they can't understand what's going on in the world, and they just want to go see their friends, and they don't understand why they can't. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a calming influence is definitely a major bonus.
Where are you guys located? And if somebody's listening right now and they're interested in applying, what should they do?
Of course. We are headquartered in Elma, but we have residences and facilities throughout the South Towns, stretching as far down as, you know, Brant, Angola, Sardinia, and even into Cattaraugus County. The best place to go if anybody's interested in working for us is to our website, and that is sasinc.org. Go to our careers page, and we have a ton of open listings right there.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt. It was nice touching base with you today. Appreciate your time.
I'm glad I could do it. Have a great day.
You too. We want to thank SASE and all of the other local organizations that are putting our community first and making sure we know that they're here to serve. This is KISS 98.5.